from down Clearwater way. This is the first time she's been to our Florida Folk Festival, and it just pleases us to have you here. Isn't she pretty?
Down eventually. Y'all may wonder what instrument this is, and I thought I'd better explain it. This is a dulcimer. It is an instrument that is native to the United States. It comes from the Appalachian Mountains. There isn't any instrument in Europe that is directly its ancestor. It was made from memory to suit the music that the people wanted to sing. I can't sing it, play it standing up. I got to play it sitting down. The song I'm going to sing is also... There's, as far as we know, there is no relationship to anything in Europe. It's supposed to have come from the hills of Vermont. There are other versions of the same melody, but this version is supposed to be directly from Vermont. I said the blackbird sitting on a chair. Once I courted a lady fair. She flew fickle and from me fled. And ever since then, my head's been red. Tardy-ardy-dildo-day, tardy-ardy-dildo-day, tardy-ardy-dildo-dum, fa-la-la-dildo-day. I said the little leather-winged bat, I will tell you the reason that, the reason that I fly in the night is because I lost my heart's delight. Howdy, howdy, dildo dum. Howdy, howdy, dildo day. Howdy, howdy, dildo dum. La la la, dildo day. I said the blue jay as she flew, if I was a young man, I'd have two. If one proved fickle and chance for to go, I'd have a new string to my bow. Taddy-yaddy-doodle-dum, taddy-yaddy-doodle-day, taddy-yaddy-doodle-dum, ha-la-la-yaddy-doodle-day. I said the little mourning dove, I'll tell you how to gain her love. Court her night and court her day. Never give her time to say oh nay. Taddy-yaddy-dildo-dum, taddy-yaddy-dildo-day, taddy-yaddy-dildo-dum, fa-la-la-yaddy-dildo-day. I said the woodpecker sitting on a fence. Once I courted a handsome wench. She grew fickle and from me fled. And ever since then I've dressed in red. Towdy-owdy-dildo-dum. Towdy-owdy-dildo-day. Towdy-owdy-dildo-dum. Fa-la-la-y-dildo-day.
The Swedish country dance you're about to see tells a story. Your program tells it for you, so I won't waste time. While they are coming on, I'd like to holler for Grandma Odland. She's been sitting back here waiting to come on, and she suddenly disappeared. I do hope she didn't have to go home to milk the cow. Let's look around for her. Grandma Odland from Odland's Island in the mouth of the Suwannee River. All right. Now the dancers, led by Margaret Cross, of Jacksonville, the Jacksonville Folk Dancers. Florida Folk Festival program wouldn't be complete without a Norwegian folk song from a mockingbird of Florida, Mabel Peterson Godwin from Hawthorne, who's going to sing the beautiful Echo song made famous by Jenny Lynn. She will be accompanied by another real Floridian, Eleanor Smith of Gainesville. Let's give them a hand as they come on. Now, Cousin Mabel, you go right up to the mic, please.
Thank you. In Norwegian, cause is Kira. And this is the Norwegian girl calling her cows down from the mountain.
Now, I don't want any of you to get fidgety. You know good and well that you were supposed to see, get the neighbor to milk the cows before you left, make arrangements about that. So just keep steady in the boat because there's still some treats here on the program. For instance, I'm going to ask Cousin Bob Beers to step out here and introduce the next two singers. Bob Beers.
I'm going to introduce three singers. Now, we came down here to Florida the first time a year ago, and I was impressed by two people that I heard. And last night I heard another who impressed me very much. Now, first of all, I am going to introduce, as Thelma would say, Cousin Het Beadnell. Now, Mrs. Beadnell is a person who sings many songs from tradition. She comes from West Virginia, and this is the kind of person that all other folk singers, professional and otherwise, this is the kind of person that we learn from, because she knows the songs from tradition. I'm going to introduce to you a very wonderful person and someone who should have the respect of all here, Het Beadnell.
I want to sing a song. I'm going to sing two songs, but don't go home because they're not too long. And one of them, my grandfather used to sing to my sister and me. He used to take us for buggy rides, and he jogged along the buggy and he sang this song to me. It's an old Scotch ballad that has been sort of handed down in his family. I hate to admit that we're Scotch, but that's all right. And it's called Mary of the Wild Boar. It's a tearjerker, so afterwards I'm going to sing a song that takes about 1 minute, which is not a tearjerker. Yeah. I play this on a harp backwards because I'm left-handed. Southpaws have to do strange things. The winds, they blew bitter.
To roam with all friends
The next song is very short, and I want you all to sing it with me. Well, I think I lost my gloves. We're having trouble. Pardon me. This song is a spiritual, and I want you, or it's a what they call a white spiritual. Now, I don't know why it should be white any more than green or red or anything else, but that's what they call them up in the mountains. And I heard this in West Virginia and Kentucky ever since I was a small girl. And I'm going to play the dulcimer the way we play it up in West Virginia. They play it one way in one place and another way in another place, if it's still in tune. If it's not, I have to give it up. And the song goes like this. I want y'all to help me. It's going to be short now. It says, Lord, Lord, you've been so good to me. Lord, Lord, you've been so good to me. And you've done what this world cannot do. That's all there is to it. You can sing that refrain every time we sing, you've been so good to me. Sing it, whether you can remember the rest of it or not. It says, Lord, Lord, you've been so good to me, and you've done what this world cannot do. And I'll play the dulcimer, if it's still in tune. We've been knocking it around. Some kids have been stepping out, a few little things like that. we'll see. Let me see.
Lord, Lord, you've been so good to me. Lord, Lord, you've been so good to me, and you've done what this world cannot do. You saved me when I was lost.
Come on.
You've been so good to me. You saved me when I was lost. You've been so good to me, and you've done what this world cannot do.
Now see if you can sing, Lord, Lord, you've been so good to me.
Lord, Lord, you've been so good to me. Lord, Lord, you've been so good to me, and you've done what this world cannot do.
Good.
You healed me when I was sick. You've been so good to me. You healed me when I was sick. You've been so good to me, and you've done what this world cannot do.
Thank you. Now we can do the chorus.
Lord, Lord, you've been so good to me. Lord, Lord, you've been so good to me, and you've done what this world cannot do. You give me the Holy Ghost. You've been so good to me. You give me the Holy Ghost. You've been so good to me, and you've done what this world cannot do.
Now the last chorus, everybody.
Lord, Lord, you've been so good. Lord, you've been so good to me, and you've done what this world cannot do.
Thank you.
Now I'm going to introduce a gentleman that I met just last night. I heard one of the most beautiful voices I've ever heard the first time I've met him. I'm going to let him introduce his own song, Sam Shulman.
Thank you very much. This is a novel experience for me, so forgive the ineptitude. There is one thing that I think would... am I too close? There is one thing that I think would bear some notice in this very Floridian type of celebration, which kind of introduces the song that I will sing. And that is the fact that the first white man ever to cross this particular part of Florida, and the last person to receive a grant of the Spanish crown, was a Moroccan Jew whose name was Mordecai Levy. And so that this particular element of Floridian heritage is not forgotten, I would like to sing you a song out of the ghettos of Europe that is about 300 or 400 years old. And it's in Hebrew.
A gentleman that I met last year, Marcello Truzzi.
On the Golden Vanity, some of you are familiar with, called the Turkish Reverie. Oh, Captain, Captain, and what'll you give me if I should sink that Turkish Reverie? If I sink
sinker in the low down, low down, low down, sinker in the low and lonesome low. Oh, gold and silver, shining so bright, and my own fairest daughter shall wed you tonight. If you sink her in the low down, low down, low down, sink her in the low and lonesome low. Then he bared his breast, and he swam with the tide, and he bored two holes in that old ship's side. And he sank her in the low down, low down, low down, sank her in the low and lonesome low. Then he bared his breast, and back swam he, and he swam till he came to his own ship's side. As she sailed out in the low down, low down, low down, sailed in the low and lonesome low. Oh, captain, captain, take me on board. If you don't, you'll have to forfeit your word that you promised in the lowdown, 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 promised in the low and lonesome low. Oh, sailor boy, don't appeal to me, for you sank 60 men when you sank the Reverie. When you sank her in the low down, low down, low down, sank her in the low and lonesome low. Then he bared his breast, and down swam he, and he swam till he came to the bottom of the sea. And he drowned in the low down, low down, low down, drowned in the low and lonesome.
Mary Bonk and her boys are. Cousin Ed, won't you please introduce Cousin Mary? I don't think we've seen her before, have we?
No, this is Mrs. Mary Bonk. Her husband's over there taking pictures, and her four children, Mary, are all here watching her. This is a North Carolina girl who sings with one of the purest, sweetest voices that I've ever heard. And the first time I ever heard her sing The Wildwood Flower, I felt that it would be a crime if we didn't bring her over here and let the folks in Florida hear her rendition of The Wildwood Flower.
Twine when my mingled of waving black hair with the roses so red and the lilies so fair, the myrtle so green with an emerald hue, the pale lemony tanned eyes look like blue. He promised to love me, he called me his flower,